Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, yes, we're going to talk about Walter's new ring name.
Oh, good. Vince McMahon has given up on this wrestler being a top star within WWE.
Jon Moxley is coming back to AEW.
And a former Ring of Honor Women's World Champion could be heading to WWE. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, so... Where do we begin with this?
Ho-ho-ho!
Yesterday, you may have caught wind of WWE filing a trademark application for a new ring name. That ring name was Gunther Stark. Now, under normal circumstances, if this was just any old ring name, it wouldn't really be news because WWE file trademarks for ring names like, I don't know, Gavin
Beans.
Smith, Beans McDeans, stuff like that. They file ring names all the time. It's never usually a big deal. In this one, Gunther Stark, what army did Gunther Stark serve in?
I'm not going anywhere near this.
Right, so there's a guy, basically, the long and short of it is, there's a guy called Gunther Stark who was a U-boat commander for the Nazis in World War II and was sunk in the English Channel in like 1944. WWE filed the ring name for that. For a Nazi guy back in the day. They filed a trademark application for it.
Which poor young upstart is going to be saddled with this name, I wonder?
Would it be the Austrian guy?
He's already got a really, very well-established name.
Yeah, this is really something else. So Walter, as he was formerly known, wrestled Roderick Strong in a very good main event.
Great,
NXT last night. Really good stuff. He won the match afterwards. As the ring announcer was announcing Walter is the winner, before they could get it out, he grabbed the microphone and said, "The winner is Gunther." Austrian guy, given a ring name, didn't say Gunther Stark on the show, admittedly, right? Mm-hmm. He just said Gunther. But given the name of this trademark application, this filing that WWE made on the 13th of January, that filing shares the name of a Nazi U-boat commander. The optics of this are very bad.
Yeah, astonishing, this. And yet, simultaneously, not surprising whatsoever.
Well,
WWE.
They tried to rebrand Kenzo Suzuki as Hirohito, like, years ago.
Didn't they want to make a Heidenreich a frozen Nazi?
That was a Dan Madigan pitch. Vince McMahon, to his credit, actually walked out of the room when that was pitched.
I don't like that, but yeah, save it and we'll revisit it. Also, I'm going to try not to rant too much today, Andy. I realise I often do this, but if you're any of those people on social media going, wow, they really should have looked into Gunther Stark before they gave that name to Walter. They don't realise this, but it's a Nazi U-boat commander's name. Yes, they know. Yeah. That's why they've done it. Walter already had quite a lot of war imagery, Der Ring General, all the marching and stuff in his opening video
Imperium
package, what have you.
Means,
Imperium.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean...
You got to laugh, haven't you?
I realise as I'm about to say this, surely in the, like, what, few days prior to this actually going on air, surely someone should have gone, have you Googled that?
Yeah.
But they obviously have. That's why they've given it to him. They can't. They can't actually. They're going to shorten it to Gunther, aren't they? Because there's no way they can actually maintain Walter's new name being a Nazi U-boat commander's name.
Yeah. They didn't say Stark last night, so I imagine they saw the reaction to the trademark filing online. And this is just, speculating. This hasn't been, whatever. and thought, all right, we won't give him the full name. We'll just give him half of the guy's
name.
Yeah,
then people can just think he's that guy from the coffee shop in Friends.
Oh, God. I had someone slide into my mentions this morning, and I wouldn't usually give the weirdos, you know, the platform going, oh, so is Friends a Nazi show now as well? I was like, gee whiz, man, don't be willingly ignorant on these matters. Look, fact of the matter of this story is WWE filed that trademark, mm-hmm. right? Probably knowing that it was a Nazi U-boat commander, or at least learning that it was, because people can use Google, and still went with it anyway, and they saddled it to an Austrian guy. The optics of that, objectively, whether you're upset about it or whether you're just laughing at it, kind of like we are, the optics of that are objectively horrendous, but it's a thing they chose to do. Wow.
I'm not buying that this is an accident.
Me neither.
All of the names in the world for the Austrian Der Ring General Imperium guy, you go, what are the chances we've given him a Nazi U-boat commander's name? Bonkers, call him Gunter, dye his hair blonde, and have Jennifer Aniston pop up in NXT 2.0.
Serving coffee to all the boys. Yeah. I mean, that's actually a very NXT 2.0 gimmick, isn't it? Coffee seller.
Yeah.
Barista, there's a name
and
for that.
And yeah, it's all overshadowing the fact that the greatest wrestling match ever has been booked for next week. The Ikemi Graves to the Moon versus Tony D'Angelo, number one contenders match. Get in.
I've stumbled on something here.
Go on.
Do you know what the coffee guy gimmick in NXT's name could be?
What?
Dave Barista. That's terrible.
Very nice. I like that.
No, you don't.
Yep. right, let's continue the good news by finding out this morning that Vince McMahon has given up on Finn Balor being a top star. Yeah. Never any indication that he could do anything big. Yeah.
No.
What a load of bollocks this
like
is.
He's really good at like every aspect of his job.
Shout out to WrestlingNews.co's Paul Davis, who got a quote about this. It said, Finn was moved into the spot that Jeff Hardy had. He's just there now, to help get over the younger guys. There was a pitch to make him heel, but that was weeks ago, and I haven't heard much about it since then. Vince never saw Finn as more than just a mid-card guy. Heyman would have pushed him to the moon, but Vince just never saw it. This obviously backed up by what happened on Monday Night Raw this week. Finn Balor returned after a few weeks away and got beaten in like 6 minutes by Austin Theory, who, by all accounts, is going to have a very good 2022. No spoilers. But... oh, this is really depressing, Andy.
It kind of sucks, doesn't it? It's not a great surprise by any means, is it? Because, you know, Finn Balor is not 7'9" or whatever. He's not a Vince McMahon kind of guy,
it's
right?
It's the combination of two things, isn't it? It's that, 100% that, and also the one time when he went, you know what, I'm going to go against everything I believe and have used over the years. And I'm gonna go with this guy. First Universal Champion, boom, gets injured, has to drop the title. I think from that moment on, he was pretty much doomed, which is a shame. Go to AEW or somewhere else, Finn, because we still appreciate you.
Couldn't agree more, like, on the aspect of winning the Universal Championship, getting injured. They clearly had faith in him at that point, but that was
Roman.
When was that, 2016?
Something like
that. Yeah, 2016-ish. But yeah, man, like, the guy has obvious qualities. He's a really good wrestler. He looks like he's chiseled from granite, but you can see why he doesn't fit Vince McMahon's outdated, in my opinion, archetype of what a top star should be. We've spoken about this a few times, actually. It's kind of depressing how he went from this awesome Vanguard champion in NXT. I really enjoyed that run as the Prince
in NXT. Reinvented himself down there.
He really
was done on the main roster. He got that excellent match with the Fiend at SummerSlam.
And then what a classic.
It's a great launching pad of him getting buried and being like, I'm going to go and reinvent myself in NXT and launch the Fiend. We'll talk more about the Fiend.
It's a good squash.
Yeah,
sure.
But like you say, he did all that stuff in NXT and then he got brought back up to the main
and he's
roster.
A smiling baby face again. And it's just like, man, it sucks. He's really talented. This is the kind of role you reserve for someone who's like thinking of winding down their career.
Yeah.
I don't really get
Jeff
that.
Hardy.
Yeah.
That's the role you give.
I don't get that impression with
but, him. But yeah, it just, I have him there to put over the younger guys. Yeah, because he's got now to offer, but he's not like he...
Better news.
I'm going to rant more if we keep going.
We got some better news now.
Yes.
John Moxley's coming back. He's on Dynamite tonight.
Just in time, the week before the Royal Rumble. That's a coincidence, isn't it?
Ask questions, hashtag. But yeah, AEW announced this last night. They got a nice graphic here.
What a graphic, bro. Look at that. I'm excited by looking at a graphic.
Barbed wire. He's looking tough. He's looking mean, John Moxley. It's his first appearance since back in November, when obviously he entered an inpatient alcohol treatment program. Updates on him have been few and far between since then, but you know, some sort of smoke to a return fire has emerged recently. It's been announced that he's wrestling Homicide for the GCW World title. GCW's the world on GCW Hammerstein Ballroom this weekend. So when that happens, you know, and you hear people thinking, hey, well, Tony Khan's not going to let Jon Moxley return to wrestling here before he shows back up on Dynamite. Well, here he is. It's a busy episode of Dynamite tonight. I think they've announced like 6 matches and 3 segments. It's wild, but I'm happy to have Moxley back and hope the guy's happy and healthy.
Don't call me fully Bully Ray, but magic. Fantastic news that Jon Moxley's back, by the way. If and when he's ready, that's what we said. Imagine, though, he's going to get a hero's reception, like we said. He can't really turn him heel for the time being. No. I could quite easily see him fighting Hangman Page for the world title down the line, though. But just imagine, does the music play, he comes back through the crowd, everyone's like, yeah, Moxley's back. Cody Rhodes comes out. I'm back as well, guys.
Shouts to Toriano fan account for that heat.
Jesus.
Right, let's talk about a potential new WWE signing, though, and it's Roxy, the lady who used to be the former Ring of Honor Women's World Champion. According to Fightful Select, no crap, just Sap, Sean Ross Sap of Fightful Select, she was sort of already on WWE's radar. She went to those December 2021 tryouts. She was believed to have performed particularly well. She's recently on Impact Wrestling dropped her Ring of Honor women's title to Deonna Purrazzo in a really well received match, and yeah, I think she's been trained by Booker T. I don't know a great deal about her, but from what I've heard from you, yeah, she could be a fantastic signing for WWE.
She's a prodigy, Roxy. She kind of broke out like last year. She won the Ring of Honor women's title in like September, a bunch of defenses until losing it to Deonna on Impact TV this week. Only 20 years old. But from what I've seen of her, she's got remarkable poise, composure. She's a very skilled pro wrestler for someone of her experience level. I don't think it's much of an exaggeration to say she's probably one of the brightest prospects in American wrestling, maybe global wrestling. Remarkably good for her age and experience level. I think any company in the world, really, who books women, you know, obviously not New Japan, would be looking at her and going, we need to sign this person right away. She's tremendous. I think everyone's going to offer her a contract, and I hope she gets a big bag and chooses the company that is best for her.
Yeah, best of luck to her. And my source have told me she's actually going to be signing with WWE and be in a stable with Rock A and Rock B. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. Sean Finchhausen gives us our first question of the day. Sean says, I'd love to see Brock utilise his relationship with Shelton Benjamin in the build for his match with Lashley. What do you guys think? Show Lashley the real meaning of the Hurt Business. Hashtag Minnesota Stretching Crew.
That's a cool idea, isn't it? That's a really cool idea.
They haven't done that.
Yeah, they kind of did the whole Brock and Shelton in the Rumble thing that year, which was good fun.
I hate to watch that Rumble again.
Yeah. It's good stuff, and they've kind of flirted with it several times over the year, but this is a really cool idea, given the added wrinkle of Bobby Lashley's, obviously, getting rid of Shelton and Cedric from what was the Hurt Business. Yeah, this is a great idea. I hope they do it. It's really good.
Yeah, I like... They've got 1 week left, and it's the weigh-in, of course, next week. But at least would sort of explain why this week they went, let's attack Lashley again. Because it's like last week they got their asses handed to them, they were like, oh, that was a bad idea.
Let's do it again.
Well, let's do it again because Brock's like, yeah, if you want to do that, that'd be really helpful, actually. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, cheers, boys.
Yeah, love that. More Shelton Benjamin on my television. Yeah. So,
and Cedric is Alexander as well. Like, yeah. These guys barely wrestle on TV and it sucks and they're awesome.
I miss Gary the Goat Garber.
What happened to him?
Hey.
They really got them that time, didn't they?
Yeah, indeed.
Hey, we lost, but hey.
You'll like this person, Andy, because his name's Chris Balding. Chris.
My man.
Chris. If he's balding, any advice? Just shave it all off.
Shave it off, mate. Yeah. Shave it off.
Chris says, morning, legends. With all hints around Will Wardlow turn on MJF, could AW be playing with us and could we get a Spears turn or maybe even both Spears and Wardlow turn on Maxwell and leave him to face CM Punk alone?
Swerves everywhere, bro. I think that Sean Spears is going to remain in his current role. I think he's really...
be excellent.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think he's really found something here. It's obviously, like, you know, a secondary role to MJF and Wardlow and whoever else, but he's so much fun in it.
Fire promo on Rampage?
Yeah, like, just negging everybody, saying I'm not one move wonder or whatever it was. Like, he's so silly and over the top, sitting there eating his carrot, wearing a suit jacket with no shirt. It's fun. It's really entertaining mid-card fodder. I would not change a thing about it, personally. Yeah. I think it's just really fun.
I wonder if the Wardlow turn's coming. They've got to do it pretty soon.
Got to do it soon, I reckon.
Red hot.
Shortly after he beats Cody Rhodes to win the TNT title.
Indeed.
Prediction. That's it.
Well, I think Sean Spears is beating CM Punk tonight, so there you go.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Deserves it. Let him have it. Not even any shenanigans, just clean as a sheet.
10 power bombs.
C4, see you later. Yeah, I'm so excited for Dynamite. I mean, it could be an absolute mess with all that stuff booked. Like
there's so much.
I do realise it's only 2 hours, don't they? Okay, let's move on to today's final question. It comes from Jackie Higgins. Jackie writes, morning, legends. After seeing Andy's beef with Baron Corbin about steak.
Literal beef.
Yeah, it says, get it, beef and steak.
Hey.
Which wrestler would you have an argument over food with if you went to dinner or made dinner for?
Oh, man. That's kind of a tough one.
Not for me.
Well, who have you got?
Not for me, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, I'd be having an argument with.
What's that?
Okay, not over his food choices. He has excellent food choices, as he has excellent life choices, of course. The argument would be, of course, I'll get this one, Maxwell. Oh, no, Adam, I've got this. Oh, no, I've got it. We're just such good friends.
They are, such
We're
great
best
lads.
Best friends.
Both rich.
Yeah.
You know, both mates.
Both lovely to everyone on Twitter.
Like, really good wrestlers. Like,
yeah, that's the thing.
Should we get him to present the news one morning?
I'll text him.
Throw it in the WhatsApp group.
Dear Maxwell, please unblock me as I want to invite you to do the news. Who are you having an argument with?
The New Day, because pancakes aren't that good. There you go. They're not.
This is bigger than the Nazi news, what?
They're all right. Pancakes are fine, but, you know, we celebrate these things like they're the breakfast foods. Nah, man, it's just like a vehicle for me to eat maple syrup. That's what a pancake is. Come on.
Well, these comments are going to be fun today, aren't they?
Lovely guys.
Nazi stuff, pancake stuff.
Pancake slander, yeah. But pancakes aren't that. Waffles are the superior.
Yeah. Actually, you might have a point there. Right, let's move on to today's and finally. And you may have seen this. WWE on Fox yesterday, in a bit of social media engagement, tweeted, what is the most shocking moment in Royal Rumble history? And people getting, I think it was when this happened. Brian Gewurz just came in and said, you mean besides an unblind legit tie followed by the chairman of the company coming down to the ring, tearing both his quads live on pay-per-view just before the entire company flew to Japan to do weekly TV for the first time ever. Yeah, I think he automatically wins that one there.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to overlook that and Hiroki Sumi for me.
Yes, indeed. And if you are going to do one thing today, just go back. It's 2005, wasn't it? Go back and watch the end of it, because for all the money, all the power, all the awful ways he's ruined wrestlers and fans' lives, it is funny to see him sitting on the floor like a little baby. It's finished up! I mean, it actually looks really good and builds our two future stars perfectly for WrestleMania, but that isn't where it's supposed to go down! Also, could someone carry me to the back?
It's an all-time great pro wrestling train wreck, isn't it? Who do you reckon this year's big surprise is going to be? I'll go for
probably Gunther from Friends at this rate.
I'm going for Veer because he's got to come eventually, right? He's been trying for a long time. You should see a doctor about that.
Did you see Cedric point this out on the Raw Review podcast, What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from yesterday? You know they've been doing the videos, they post them every time on their YouTube channel, and it's been saying, Veer is coming, Veer is coming, Veer is coming, Veer is coming, Veer is coming. This week, Veer is biding his time. Brilliant.
Viewers taking the week off.
Right, let us know your thoughts
Viewers
on that.
On vacation.
And all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Oh, it's going to be spicy. I'm going to put a jacket on and go and read them later on today.
Can't wait for this one.
Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Dudley Boys sitting down to review NXT 2.0 and look ahead to AEW Dynamite a little bit later on today. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
At Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Hirohito, because remember, they did that too.
I was really worried what you were going to say the H stands for after that opening news story.
Jesus.
Woo, we got away with it. Adam Wilborn, for me, at WhatCultureWWE for all of us. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Remember Fenton.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Pet.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.